Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that raises the curtain on everyday history and lets it take a bow. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at a career-defining moment in the life of Charles Blondin, one of the most talented funambulists, or tightrope walkers, to ever step foot on a wire. The day was June 30th, 1859. French daredevil Charles Blondin became the first person to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. The stunt was performed 160 feet above the Niagara Gorge, a little ways down the river from the falls proper. An estimated crowd of 25,000 spectators turned out to watch the 34-year-old acrobat in action. They nervously held their breath as Blondin made his way across the 1,100-foot gap with nothing but a 2-inch-wide cable between him and the raging rapids below. The man who would perform professionally as Charles Blondin was born on February 28, 1824, in Hesdin, France. His birth name was Jean-François Gravelet, but he later adopted his fair-haired father's old army nickname, Blondin, or Blondie, in English. When he was 4 years old, his parents took him to a visiting circus, where the young boy got his first glimpse of tightrope walking. It was love at first sight, and Blondin immediately started practicing the routine at home. He strung a clothesline between two kitchen chairs and tried walking across while holding his father's fishing rod as a balancing pole. He fell off on his initial attempt, but he got right back on the rope and improved quickly. The following year, his parents supported his dream by sending him to train as an acrobat at the renowned École des Gymnases in Lyon. 3 years later, at the ripe old age of 8, Blondin made his first stage appearance, where he was billed as the Little Wonder, or the Boy Wonder. He was a natural performer and soon became a child star of circuses and music halls across Europe. As an adult, Blondin was recruited by notorious showman P.T. Barnum. He performed throughout North America as an aerialist in the circus troupe, and later struck out on his own as a solo performer. In 1859, Blondin announced his greatest stunt to date. He would cross Niagara Falls on a tightrope. It was a risky prospect, but he couldn't have asked for a better venue. At the time, tens of thousands of visitors came to the falls each day, not only to take in the natural wonders, but to watch the various street performers and daredevils who set up shop there. Blondin's stunt promised to top them all, but very few people had faith in his survival. One local promoter decided to take a chance, though. He donated 1,300 feet of 2-inch manila rope, complete with guy wires attached to the sides to help keep the rope from swaying too wildly. This rigging was first attached to a rock on the Canadian side of the river, about 3/4 of a mile below the falls. It was then taken across the river in a rowboat and secured to an old tree at White's Pleasure Grounds on the American side. The tightrope sagged about 50 to 60 feet in the middle, giving it a steep slope on either side, a feature which Blondin would later take advantage of to great effect. On the morning of June 30th, roughly 25,000 spectators arrived by train and steamboat and eagerly filled the banks on both sides of the river. Live bands and food vendors kept the atmosphere lively, and Blondin's manager, Harry Colcord, gave tours to the press, walking them through the logistics of Blondin's feat. Finally, at about 4:45 p.m., Blondin took his position on the American side, dressed in shimmering pink tights and a yellow silk tunic. In his hands, he carried a 35-foot balancing pole that weighed about 40 pounds. He half-jokingly asked if anyone in the crowd would like to be carried across on his back, but when no one volunteered, he set out on his own. Bands on both banks played the French national anthem as he began his crossing. It probably sounded something like this. For Blondin, walking less than 1/4 mile on a tightrope was a relatively easy task. But to capitalize on the audience's tension, and to give them a longer show, he took his time with the crossing. At one point, about 1/3 of the way through his journey, Blondin shocked the crowd by lying face down on the rope and taking a rest. The Toronto Globe later described the moment, writing, quote, "After walking out about 150 yards, he suddenly sank down on the rope and took a short rest. An involuntary shudder passed through the crowd as he thus fearlessly threw himself on his face on the cable, while several of the ladies gave a petite scream and clung more firmly to their protectors." That was already more excitement than many folks could bear. Some onlookers even reportedly fainted, but Blondin was just getting started. When he reached the drooping midpoint of the rope, he sat down and then lowered a string to the famous Maid of the Mist steamer, which was conveniently anchored just beneath him. Moments later, Blondin hauled up a bottle of wine from the ship, took a few swigs, and then, feeling refreshed, started making his way uphill toward the Canadian shore. The crossing took a little over 15 minutes total, and after a short break, Blondin made the return trip in less than half that time. It was a sure sign that he'd been holding back on his initial crossing, hamming it up and making his audience sweat a little. The stunt at Niagara was reported throughout the United States and Europe, making the great Blondin a household name overnight. He and his manager cashed in on that success by staging dozens of additional Niagara crossings over the next 2 years. The first encore performance took place less than a week later on July 4, 1859. That time, Blondin stunned the crowd by not only lying down on the cable, but also flipping over and finishing the trip by walking backward. For the return trip, Blondin upped the ante again by completing the walk while wearing a large sack over his head and body. These kinds of theatrical variations helped sustain interest in Blondin's act and grew even more over the top as time went on. For example, on July 15th, Blondin walked backward the entire way to Canada and returned to the U.S. pushing a wheelbarrow across while dressed in a monkey costume. President Millard Fillmore was in the crowd that day, so Blondin likely felt the pressure to step things up in only the way a monkey suit can. 2 weeks later, Blondin somersaulted and backflipped his way across the tightrope. On another occasion, he made the crossing at night, on stilts, while blindfolded. One of his most spectacular feats, though, has to be the time he crossed while carrying a large iron stove. When he reached the halfway point, Blondin balanced the stove on the wire, popped a chef's hat on his head, cracked a couple of eggs, and proceeded to cook himself an omelet. He didn't eat the whole thing himself, though. Instead, he lowered the dish down to the Maid of the Mist, so that the tourists on board could have a taste as well. Blondin even fulfilled his original dream of carrying a passenger across the rope on his back. In the end, the lucky volunteer wasn't an audience member, but his own manager, Harry Colcord. Before setting out with the top-hatted man clinging to his back, Blondin gave him the following hilarious advice. "Look up, Harry," he said. "You are no longer Colcord. You are Blondin. Until I clear this place, be a part of me, mind, body, and soul. If I sway, sway with me. Do not attempt to do any balancing yourself. If you do, we will both go to our death." Thankfully, even though a few guy wires snapped along the way, Colcord kept his nerve, and both men made it safely across. It was quite a display of trust on the part of Blondin's manager, but by all accounts, he did have tremendous faith in his client's abilities. In fact, Colcord once described him as, quote, "more like a fantastic sprite than a human being. He could walk the rope as a bird cleaves to air." After 2 years of performances at Niagara Falls, Blondin was invited to London by the Prince of Wales. As his guest, Blondin performed at the famous Crystal Palace, where he dazzled spectators by turning somersaults on stilts on a rope suspended nearly 180 feet above the ground. Following this high-profile show, Blondin embarked on a kind of decades-long world tour, performing in China, Japan, Australia, India, and all over Europe. His final performance was in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, in 1896. He was 72 years old. And although Blondin died before his 73rd birthday, it wasn't a stunt gone wrong that did him in. It was plain old diabetes. At the height of his career, Charles Blondin reportedly earned as much as $500,000 a year from his performances. There were a great many of those performances, too. He's believed to have crossed Niagara alone more than 300 times. And if you add up the length of all the various ropes he walked across, it amounts to roughly 10,000 miles. That's an impressive resume for a tightrope walker, and a testament to the passion of a performer who found his calling when he was just 4 years old. Of course, not everyone was impressed by Blondin's death-defying stunts. In fact, the great Mark Twain once dismissively referred to Blondin as, quote, "that adventurous ass." But hey, you can't please everyone. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can send your feedback directly to me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice
remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.